Lived, and Brian Fisher, host of Focal Point, the home of muscular Christianity.
I've written the Boy to Man book for fathers of 12-year-old boys, drawing on the wisdom of Solomon and what he wanted his sons to know on their way to manhood.
Read the Boy to Man book together with your son and pass on the wisdom of Solomon. Order your copy today at afastore.net. That's afastore.net. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman. And if you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Steve Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Hello. I'm feeling welcomed.
Are you like having a conversation with yourself right now, Steve?
Sometimes I refer to myself in the third person.
You threw me there. You welcomed yourself and you said hello to yourself.
Ed Battagliano approves
of this message?
Of third person references.
He does?
Yes, he does.
All right, Steve. You're off to a roaring start.
Yes, I am. So, California was the first state to close down everything amid the coronavirus panic.
They were?
According to news reports, yes. Okay. They kind of led the way and became the poster child for aggressive efforts to limit the pandemic spread. Well, numbers of infections and hospitalizations are going back up in the state. So, Gavin Newsom has again decided to shutter. He was allowing parts of the state to open up, including churches, under some severe restrictions. But now they are closed again, completely closed. Bars and dining rooms across the state. And then in the more populated counties, he's getting gyms and churches and barbershops.
Well, King Gavin is one of those kinds of monarchs.
King Gavin.
His Royal Highness,
yeah.
Gavin Newsom. The thing I like about him is he just takes charge. Yes. He commands that state with an iron fist, and he just tells those sheep what to do, and they do it.
They do.
Or else.
No matter what the Constitution says.
No matter what the Constitution says. And here's another thing. Now, did you guys see, I don't know if you guys covered it last week, but the scenes of July 4th over Los Angeles. Did you see the fireworks?
Yeah.
And I saw the local ABC affiliate was covering it, and they were aghast, these on-air personalities, with the thing under the screen that said illegal fireworks, and it looked like just a lightning storm or something over. So apparently the king of California does not always get the kind of cooperation he demands, but he does demand.
Is he shutting down churches?
Yes.
Again? You can't do that.
Like 12 or 13
There
counties.
Is a First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America that people died for.
Yes.
And you cannot suspend that indefinitely, Walker, and I don't think the church is under any obligation to obey this.
Edict
or pronouncement or whatever, declaration.
Right. Yeah, personally, I think this goes beyond the church. Obviously, the church is a top priority because of the First Amendment. But I'm beginning to question whether he has the legal authority to shutter the doors of a business, a wholly private-owned business, that he has a unilateral authority to padlock their doors indefinitely. I just don't know where that authority rests.
Getting this from the legislature anymore.
No.
Now, it is true that mayors and governors and then the president, if you want to go to the national level, do have the authority to enact measures. Thank you. For emergency reasons, on a very temporary basis.
No one's ever defined that, though. No one's put a fence around that, right. And the governors are pushing that to the end limit and beyond.
So here's the thing. Those powers are made for this. They're made for hurricanes.
Yes.
They're made for earthquakes.
Yes.
They're made for tornadoes.
Riots.
Riots. They're made for things that last days, mm-hmm. not months.
Right.
We are in uncharted territory where we're 6 months into a pandemic where governors and mayors are still utilizing the same emergency powers that they began utilizing in late January and February. So there's going to have to be some kind of intervention here where governors and mayors, where legislators have to define and provide guidance on what kind of, how long does this power exist?
I wouldn't count on California legislators to do
No, they're not
overwhelmingly Democrat. By the way, these kind of edicts have puts the governor, the king, in kind of a difficult position where it comes to Black Lives Matter protests. He has found a way around that, although he's less transparent than the governor of New York. He made a point Monday of delineating between indoor and outdoor activities. His policies seem focused on preventing people from engaging in social activities indoors.
So okay, now so churches could meet outside, and then I'm sure that King Gavin would be fine with
that. That's not defined here, but
yes. Now here's something that some of our listeners may know, that what California Governor Gavin Newsom did also was he has set up multi-agency strike teams to make sure business across the state are adhering to his orders. I mean, from a Fox News story, it's just hard to believe. It's just hard to read this. Are adhering to his orders, not the orders of the legislature or anything like that, to close shop as cases of COVID-19 surge. So he's got these strike teams, and they go in, and if you have opened up a business when you weren't supposed to, you get a citation.
I think it's
$2,000.
Where else have we seen a leader of a country have a private army that he goes out?
China.
And Germany.
All right, guys. Yeah. Let me play the devil's advocate here, or the king's advocate.
That's good.
Might be redundant there. I'm not sure.
The king's jester. All right. Now, before I do this, I must say to our American Family Radio Today's Issues loyal and faithful listeners, I hope we don't have people going to turn on the radio 1 minute from now and go, what in the world's happened to Tim Wildman?
Yes.
Huh? What, is he a communist now or something like that? Okay, so take a deep breath and hear me out. Okay. Now, because I think it does help us to look at the other side of an issue to maybe understand it better.
Communist.
Okay. See, there we go. I don't even have a chance for you guys are piling on. Why did I switch into... AOC, huh?
Why did I switch helium.
In? We're in cancel mode now.
Give me the helium. All right. So, Gavin Newsom is the duly elected governor of the state of California. Now, I don't like his politics, and he wouldn't be elected in Mississippi, but the people of California think like he does for the most part, or he wouldn't have been elected. Now, he is faced with an unprecedented situation. Unprecedented,
mm-hmm.
never before happened, perhaps once in a lifetime, hopefully. So you're having to figure out how to manage the public health and the hospitalizations and all the spread of this disease throughout your state when you see it rising and rising and rising. You're trying to figure out what's the best way to deal with this. And so you're having to make pronouncements, edicts, take measures, as Walker said, to get people to comply so that you can reduce the spread of COVID-19 and not overwhelm your hospitals and not have death rates soar. So how does he do it? He says we've got to lock the pandemic scientists will tell you you've got to lock down, right? Isn't that what they say basically? When something like this, well, maybe there's some disagreement between pandemic scientists, although I don't know any personally. I used to have one live right next door to me, but that was a long time ago. So if Gavin Newsom doesn't want to shut down his own economy and create pain and misery.
He's doing it, though.
Create pain and misery just to laugh about it at dinner at night with his friends. If they have a drink and say, hey, we're making everybody suffer in our own state. I think our reelection chances are good. What do you think? So I've just laid out that when you have to look at what the motives are for doing what he's doing, notwithstanding the legality of it, Walker,
mm-hmm.
I just have to wonder. I've laid out my best case scenario for what Governor Newsom is thinking and why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, so I've never questioned his motives or assigned motives to him. No, I just said his actions, in my opinion, aren't legal at this point. Because
I would agree with you, but I'm thinking he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, so if he... I'm not...
Just say y'all go...
I don't know, he's the governor.
Everybody
he's
run
in a
wild?
Much more powerful position than me. So this is really on him. He's the governor, the chief executive of the state. He should understand... that he's passed his emergency power authority.
But he hasn't unless somebody can overrule it.
The court says he has.
Well, I think,
let me take that back. I agree with you constitutionally, yes. But in practical terms, unless somebody like the legislature reins him in, then The new normal becomes the governor does have
but you just
king-like powers.
You just bingoed.
Did I contradict myself?
No, you just bingoed because this is the whole idea behind our system of government. It is federalism. It is a representative democracy. Our founders wanted to separate powers for this very reason, that which you just laid out. Gavin Newsom, what if he's wrong? What if he's wrong about all this? You said he's shutting down. I agree. I don't think he's going home at night with his friends and hoisting up a beer and saying, "Ha, we sure showed all
those common
people."
We're ruining our state's economy.
Yes,
I like that.
No, but you separate powers and you don't grant sole power to a governor like it appears
right,
he has
right.
in case he's wrong.
Yeah.
If he's wrong, you have separated powers, and what the legislature should do is we are removing your power to have unbridled control over the entire state.
We're going full Nancy Pelosi.
And if he doesn't do it, we're recalling him, which has been done in the state of California.
You can override his veto.
Override his veto or whatever.
That's assuming that there are enough legislators in Sacramento that disagree with Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Ed, I agree with you, but the problem with your scenario is that you'll never know if he was wrong because his – taking the sledgehammer to the whole state economy is going to work as well as it did the first time.
But he didn't do that, did he? Hadn't he just selected some counties?
He did a lot of this same stuff the first time.
It
was piecemealed across counties, but there were a lot of stuff that were closed down across the whole state. You know what has not been tried, and I know this was brought up a whole lot the first time we went around through this, is this targeted approach to shutting down things. Rest homes. Where elderly people live, the hospitals, set those strict rules that are going to save the people who are actually dying from this.
But this gets to a point because you can't solely base your argument in our discussion, and I do this sometimes, on health and well-being of the citizens. Because there's some tyrants that use that talking point all the time. So
that doesn't suspend the Constitution.
Correct. I think health and well-being of the citizens is obviously a top priority. It should be in the discussion. It probably should make up at least half of the discussion. But you have to also talk about what freedoms and liberties are we willing to throw in the trash? We're going on 6 months now. This thing's going to last for months longer. what freedoms, liberties are we willing
right.
as a country, as states, to throw in the trash for the next 12 months or however long the governors want to reign, for what? What's the balance?
Well, and what if the coronavirus never goes away?
Do governors have unlimited authority?
Does Gavin
I don't receive that.
Well, no, I don't either. But what
I speak for our listeners. I rebuke you, Brother Ed.
I rebuke me. Who
knows how long this thing's going to last.
So does Governor Gavin Newsom have unlimited control until his
That's the question.
Governorship?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But somebody's got to stop him.
That is the people's representative's job. To your point about how will we ever know, we send state representatives and federal representatives to make decisions for us, and what they should be doing is they should be meeting, I don't care if it's on a Zoom meeting, and saying, we have examined all the evidence, and we think the governor's approach is wrong, and we are withdrawing his emergency powers.
All right, let me ask you this question. You're a pastor in Southern California, or wherever in California, and Gavin Newsom's come back again. Now, did he say they can't meet inside, or he said churches are banned from meeting altogether?
He said that churches are not allowed to meet.
In the state of California?
Yes. He's ordered houses of worship, gyms, and barbershops to close across dozens of counties.
All right, you're a pastor, and you're having an elder meeting or a deacon meeting, whatever your governing body is there at your church.
This is an easy answer.
Go.
I would meet with the elders or deacons, whatever the government of the church is, and we would decide if we think it is in the best interest of our people and perhaps even in the best interest of our community that we go a little bit longer with not meeting. But if we don't, if we think this is just an endless game, we would make the decision based on what we believe God wants us to do, which is to meet.
Yeah.
So Walker, if you're a church and you decide, you know what, we're not shutting down again, and this is unconstitutional. We have a First Amendment freedom of religion matter here that we stand on. We stand on the United States Constitution. The governor of California cannot suspend our worship services indefinitely.
Right.
And so we're hiring Liberty Council or Kelly Shackelford ADF or somebody like that. Or you take that approach. There's always a risk when you go to court. Okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to say, well, we're going to court against the governor as a group of 10 churches in our community, we're coming together to resist, so we're appealing. If the court rules against you, then guess what? You got to obey what the court ruling says. So sometimes it's better not to go to court, just do what you're going to do, and if they come and shut you down or arrest you, then you deal with
it. I was going to say that before when you brought this up, my first reaction is, no, we're not going to court because government does not have authority. If we think this is a God issue, all right? Now, again, I just want to stress, if we actually believe we could be putting people in danger, I wouldn't do it or wouldn't advocate doing it.
You wouldn't criticize as a pastor the church down the street who said, for now, we're not going
to
meet.
Right. That's up to them. That's up to their church.
This is the thing where I say, we're not going to a judge, and we're not going to listen to the governor. This is a God, not man thing. We're doing what we've – and then Governor Newsom, you want to send your strike team in? You go ahead, and you're going to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the imagery of a strike team coming into a 10:30 service on a Sunday morning?
And you don't file a lawsuit. You pay the fines, and you keep meeting, and you pray, and you hope, and you hope that enough citizens in the state will come alongside you to put enough public pressure on the officials that they will rescind that order.
Now, if they fine you, You might say I'm not paying the fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would tell the people, listen, if that's what they're going to do, you do not bring your driver's license, you don't bring any identification, and you do not give them your name.
Yeah,
because it's not being rebellious. You're saying I'm obeying the Constitution of the United States of America, which clearly says I have a right to go to church.
Peaceably assemble.
I don't care I don't care, but it doesn't matter whether the coronavirus is going around or not. It may never go away. That doesn't suspend our constitutional rights, Mr. Governor or Mr. Judge.
There's inherent risk with life. Even staying at your home has its own risk of not building up your immune system. But people die from heart attacks. They die from car accidents, from drunk driving. They die from all kind of stuff, overdoses. I mean, you'd be baffled at the amount of deaths from just a couple of different categories. And now one of these is coronavirus. So we've got all these different threats to our life, if you want to call it that, or these vulnerabilities. And so I think there needs to be a discussion about at what point do we just accept the risk with life. And maybe the new normal is accepting that if I go to the movie theater, if I go to the football game, if I go to church, I might get coronavirus just like I might get hit by a drunk driver.
At some point, the government needs to start treating adults like adults. What pastor wants to consciously put his congregation in danger? If he has a congregation that's 80% over 80 or 60, you stay close.
That might be a different case.
Or how about this as a novel idea? People make up their own minds.
Yes.
Yes.
This is what I've said. About we're all nanny stating here. Is that a verb?
Or? I like it.
It sounds good now.
We're all nanny stating here. They've been talking about football games for the fall. High school, college, whatever, professional. And I'm a simple man. Okay.
Simple pleasures.
Here's what I say, dude. Have the football game, and players that want to play or players that want to sit out can decide for themselves. The fans that want to come to the game can come or not. Nobody's forced to come to the ball games.
Right.
So if you want to Walker's point, if you want to say, you know what, I'm going to go on to the football game tonight. I know I may get coronavirus, but that's a risk I'm willing to take because I want to move on with my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this is so hard to make decisions like that instead of waiting for the governor to make a decision for all of us.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? And unless we get to that point, I think we're about to get to that point in many parts of the country.
Sure, I agree.
Where people are saying, listen, adults, we're adults, we can make our own decisions. If we're vulnerable, if I've got underlying health issue, I'm not going to the football game.
Right, right.
But guess what? A 25-year-old wants to go have fun at the football game. Let him go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Steve has one last story here before we close.
I do want to. So picture you're in Greater Detroit. That was nice.
Three-pointer.
That was good.
Yeah. Picture you're in Greater Detroit. A mom is driving around with her family, and she's got a little baby, months old. The baby starts choking. What does the mom do? She goes and finds a police officer. I want you to listen to this. This is from Sterling Heights, right outside of Detroit. Listen to this.
Where's the emergency?
Hold on. Let me see the baby. He's still blinking. He's blinking. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Yes, there you go. Okay. He's crying. He's crying. Okay. He's crying. Hey, it's okay. He's crying. He's crying. He's crying. He's okay. He's crying.
How? Yeah. You know, let's defund those guys because you know they're all terrible people.
He just did CPR on that baby.
He turned the baby over and hit him on the back and cleared his airway.
But that kind of thing right there goes on every day all over the country.
Yes. I know.
It's not,
that's right.
It doesn't make nobody gets a cell phone camera out to get it because it's not going to make the cops look bad.
I know.
Make the cops look good.
And you're very rarely, maybe it does happen on occasion, but you're very rarely going to get a crowd gather and cheer the cop on.
Yeah, thank you.
And then applaud him after he does, she does that.
Did you hear the desperation in that mom?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And the calm officer comes in and saves the day.
Where was that?
In Sterling Heights in Greater Detroit, Michigan.
Gotcha. All right, thanks, Steve, for ending this program on a positive note.
My pleasure.
And my thanks to Walker, Ed.
Ed is happy to have served here.
Third person, Ed. Brent Creeley runs our control board and produces the program, and appreciate Fred's contributions last hour. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.